Thank you, everyone, and I'd invite you to begin this moment with prayer, if you choose. You'll find a little card with a prayer that we've been using in connection with this pastoral planning process called Connected in the Spirit. Let us pray. Eternal God, you are without beginning or end, and you sustain every day within your promise. As we discern where you are guiding the church in central southern Indiana, grant us wisdom and strength. Through the Connected in the Spirit process, give us vibrant parish communities that will enable us to serve you with all our hearts. Bring comfort, healing, and hope to those who are being led through a difficult transition, and unite us all more fully with you and with one another. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome you to the Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul, the mother church for all the Catholic communities in central and southern Indiana. Today I'd like to speak about some decisions that will affect 47 parishes in the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. As you may be aware, the parishes in our Archdiocese are organized into regional configurations called deaneries. The decisions I'm about to announce will affect the parishes of the four deaneries of the metropolitan area of Indianapolis. Before giving you the concrete details of what has been determined, allow me to highlight the process that has preceded these decisions. 16 months ago, pastoral leaders and lay representatives from the parishes in the four deaneries entered into an important planning process called Connected in the Spirit. This process is an effort to discern where God is leading the Catholic Church in central and southern Indiana, and to determine how the Archdiocese of Indianapolis should change its structures in order to carry out its mission today and in the future. This planning process was inaugurated under the leadership of my predecessor, Archbishop Daniel Beeklein. The parishes of Terre Haute and Batesville deaneries were the first to have participated in this planning process, which resulted in some reconfiguration of the Catholic community in western and the southeastern regions of the Archdiocese. After the conclusion of this process in metropolitan Indianapolis, the remaining five deaneries of the Archdiocese will all eventually take part in Connected in the Spirit. Pastoral planning recognizes the need of the church to adapt its structures to a changing world. Factors such as demographic shifts in the Catholic population, the concentrated density of parishes in a limited geographical area, the history of declining mass attendance and sacramental activity, increasing economic challenges that threaten sustainability, a decrease in the clergy needed to staff parishes, and a review of facilities have influenced the pastoral plan for the four deaneries of the metropolitan area. We recognize that today's mission and the viability of the Catholic Church in the future requires that we reposition our structures and marshal our forces in a new way. Let me give you an idea of the work that preceded these decisions that I will announce this morning. In March 2013, representatives from the four deaneries met with staff from the Archdiocese to examine the goals of the process of Connected in the Spirit. Two consultants from the REED group, which is helping a number of dioceses across the United States plan for the future, assisted the participants. The parishes were divided into smaller groups or cohorts with the idea that the neighboring parishes might be able to assess better their present situation and identify ways to share their activities and resources. The cohorts took several months to complete this assessment before submitting some initial recommendations to the Archdiocesan Planning Commission. The Planning Commission is a group of 16 ordained religious and lay leaders who are broadly representative of the diocese, the Archdiocese, and were delegated by the Archbishop to study the parish's self-assessment and then make their own preliminary recommendations. These recommendations were communicated to the parishes, which had another opportunity to present their position to the Planning Commission. After reviewing the responses from the parishes of the four deaneries of Greater Indianapolis, the Planning Commission made their final recommendations to me in February of this year. In the weeks and months that followed, I broadened the consultation to include a variety of groups, such as representatives of the parishes that would be most affected by the recommendations, the Council of Priests, as well as the senior managers of the Archdiocese. This consultation convinced me that the process used to arrive at these decisions has been a sincere attempt to discern the will of God by proceeding from the base of each parish to the leadership of the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. That is to say, the process was not an arbitrary movement from the top down. And while I still have much to learn about the Catholic Church in central and southern Indiana, I'm confident that the decisions we are making will contribute to its growth and its health. The decisions make use of three different models for Catholic communities in the four deaneries of Greater Indianapolis. You will hear me speak about merged or consolidated parishes, linked parishes, and parishes in partnership. Let me briefly describe each. The term merged parishes describes a new configuration in which an existing parish is entirely joined to another. In these cases, the independent identity of one of the parishes will cease with the merger, and its members and assets will be incorporated into another. In the decisions I'm about to announce, three parishes will be merged into others. Linked parishes are produced when two parishes share a single pastoral leader. Linked parishes cooperate in as many ways as possible, since the pastor or administrator is striving to serve two separate parishes. The decisions announced today will continue two sets of linked parishes and establish two new linkages. Parishes and partnerships are created through the implementation of joint programs, the appropriate sharing of staff with a view to enhancing the quality of ministry, as well as the practice of the good stewardship of resources and the use of joint councils and commissions. All the remaining parishes in the four deaneries will be expected to form effective partnerships with a view to sharing planning and resources aimed at implementing and eventually evaluating joint programs of evangelization, catechesis, and the effective use of charity. Keeping in mind those three models, I would like now to announce my decisions regarding the parishes of the four deaneries of Indianapolis. The following parishes will be merged. Holy Trinity Parish will be merged into St. Anthony Parish, effective November 30th, 2014. Holy Cross Parish will be merged into St. Philip Neri Parish, effective November 30th, 2014. And St. Bernadette Parish will be merged into Our Lady of Lourdes Parish, effective November 30th, 2014. As a result, the parishes of Holy Trinity, Holy Cross, and St. Bernadette will cease to exist as established parishes on the first Sunday of Advent of this year. The receiving parishes will be invited to recommend to me the further and future use of the three churches. The following parishes will be linked. The existing linkage will continue between Sacred Heart Parish and St. Patrick Parish, as well as between St. Anne Parish and St. Joseph Parish. New linkages will be established between Good Shepherd Parish and the Holy Name of Jesus Parish, as well as St. Rita and Holy Angels Parish. Both of these new linkages will begin on July 1, 2014. During the process of Connected in the Spirit, the parishes of the four deaneries were divided into cohorts, which helped the participants to identify possible opportunities for joint activity and shared resources. Special consideration was given to sharing programs, councils, and commissions. I accept the partnerships that have been proposed for the four deaneries, and I'll mention them briefly, or by name. St. Jude and Nativity Parishes, St. Barnabas, St. Mark, and St. Rock Parishes, St. Anthony and St. Christopher Parishes, the parishes of St. John the Evangelist and Holy Rosary, the parishes of Immaculate Heart of Mary, St. Joan of Arc, and St. Thomas Aquinas, the parishes of Christ the King, St. Lawrence, St. Luke, St. Matthew, St. Pius X, and St. Andrew, St. Simon the Apostle Parish with St. Michael's Parish in Greenfield, and St. Thomas the Apostle, St. Philip Neri, St. Mary, and St. Peter and Paul Parishes, Holy Trinity, Our Lady of Lourdes, and Little Flower Parishes, Our Lady of the Greenwood, and St. Francis and Clare Parishes, St. Gabriel, St. Michael, and St. Monica Parishes, St. Malachy, St. Susanna, Mary Queen of Peace Parishes, and finally St. Anne, St. Joseph, and St. Thomas More. In approving these partnerships, I expect that each grouping will include in their joint planning some objectives that are common to all, such as the provision of lifelong formation in faith, coordination of mass schedules, and support for local Catholic schools. I also hope that the partners will discover new ways to promote vocations to the priesthood and religious life, and to begin new and creative programs of evangelization. Besides the objectives that are common to all the partnerships, each grouping will receive specific recommendations from the Planning Commission and approved by me. For example, Our Lady of the Greenwood and St. Francis and Clare Parishes will be asked to develop a joint evangelization program for the city of Greenwood and to address the need for Hispanic ministry in response to the growing population of Latinos in that city. Here in Indianapolis, Immaculate Heart of Mary Parish, Christ the King, and St. Thomas Aquinas will be asked to develop a joint partnership for youth ministry that targets junior high and high school students as well as young adults. Those same parishes, with the assistance of the Archdiocese, will be asked to identify the best option for Catholic campus ministry at Butler University. I'm asking the parishioners of Holy Angels Parish to proceed with the rebuilding of a church on the parish property at Michigan Road and West 28th Street. This decision reflects the commitment of the Archdiocese to Black Catholics in Indianapolis, as well as our determination to work with people of all faiths for the life, dignity, and well-being of the citizens of the near west side of our city. I expect the respective deans, and there are four, to ensure that the agenda of the monthly deanery meeting includes an evaluation of the progress made among the partnering parishes. The deans will report their development at their quarterly meeting with me. Finally, in view of the unique role of this church, the Cathedral Church, in the life of a diocese, I will name a special commission of clergy and lay experts to study the mission of the Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul and offer recommendations for my consideration. The Archdiocese has set in place a team that will assist the parishes in carrying out these decisions. Sister Connie Kramer, could you raise your hand, Sister? Sister of Providence, St. Mary of the Woods, has agreed to serve as a pastoral facilitator with a special responsibility for the pastoral care of parishes whose parish is being merged into another. Mr. Dan Crotle, who participated in the Connected in the Spirit Parish, a member of St. Christopher's Parish in Speedway, and is a leader of the cohort team, will help coordinate the implementation of these decisions. Joining him is Mrs. Julie Bowers, who is continuing to facilitate the implementation process that began 2 years ago in Terre Haute. And finally, Father Patrick Beidelman, the director of the Office of Worship, will be available to help plan appropriate liturgical celebrations for the parishes most affected by these decisions. The implementation team may also call on the assistance from the consultants of the Reed Group. More information about the implementation of these decisions, as well as how parishioners can volunteer to help with the next steps of the process, will be communicated in the future. I can well understand that some of these decisions, especially those regarding Holy Cross, St. Bernadette, and Holy Trinity parishes, are difficult to accept, and parishioners may wonder how and to whom they might appeal. Let me explain the process of appeal as governed by the proper law of the Catholic Church. That law recognizes that those who are affected by these three decrees that I've issued today have the right to seek recourse against the decisions. Anyone who chooses to challenge a decree must first petition the one who issued it, in this case, the Archbishop of Indianapolis, giving their reasons that justify asking me to rescind or amend the decree. Such a petition must be filled within 10 so-called useful days, or the right to recourse is lost. In canon law, a useful day is a day in which a person can act in the exercise of a right. The period begins when a person receives notice that a right might be impaired and includes all the days during which it is possible to conduct business with the archdiocese, either directly or by post. This means that anyone who wishes to seek recourse against the three decrees that I have issued today must file his or her petition within 10 business days of receiving notice of this decree. The decrees are available in the respective parish offices for inspection or copying. In the event that I receive any petitions within the period of 10 useful days, I would then have 30 consecutive days to respond to them. Under the law, I could rescind or amend the decree that I've issued, or I could deny the petition. If I should deny such a petition, or if 30 days should elapse without any response from me, the law considers the petition to be denied. The petitioner would then have 15 useful days to seek recourse against the decree by petitioning my hierarchical superior, which for decrees of this nature is a department of the Vatican called the Congregation for Clergy. The coming months will bring changes that to some degree touch all the faithful of the four deaneries of the city of Metropolitan Indianapolis. I recognize that there will be grief for the members of the three parishes that will close, and sincerely regret the pain that these decisions will cause. While I personally know the anguish that comes from having your home parish closed, since this happened to my own family, I am also certain that God is constantly working through us to advance the work of the church, leading us through sorrow to new and more abundant life.